This is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has initiated an emergency response plan in connection with the detention of a Chinese fishing boat in Japan. The Chinese Consulate General in Fukuoka has sent staff to the scene and has visited the crew. The consulate is calling on Japanese authorities to maintain the security and legal rights of the Chinese sailors. A Chinese fishing boat with 12 crew members aboard was detained on Tuesday on suspicion of operating illegally in Japan's exclusive economic zone. Police in Shanxi have confirmed the explosions outside the provincial office of the Communist Party of China yesterday morning were the result of homemade bombs. A series of coordinated explosions hit outside the CPC's provincial office in the capital of Taiyuan at 7:40 a.m. yesterday morning, leaving one person dead and eight others injured. One of those hurt is in a critical condition. Police have recovered steel beads and circuit boards at the scene. So far, authorities have not offered any possible motive for the attack. China's foreign minister has met with his Cuban counterpart here in Beijing. Wang Yi has told Bruno Rodriguez Parilla China and Cuba share common ideals and beliefs. He also says their bilateral relationship has entered a new stage of comprehensive development. For his part, Rodriguez Parilla says Cuba is satisfied with its relationship with China. He says Cuba is willing to step up cooperation with China in the areas of political affairs, trade and culture. Cuba currently holds the presidency of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. Colombia's government and the FARC rebel group have reached a fundamental agreement on FARC's future in politics. This has been one of the thorniest issues being dealt with in the peace talks in Cuba. The partial accord may pave the way for FARC to enter Colombian politics. FARC rebels have been engaged in a half-century-long conflict with the government of Colombia. The organization began peace talks with the Colombian government earlier this year. Palestinian authorities are now pinning the blame for former leader Yasser Arafat's death on Israel. The accusations follows the delivery of a report on the late leader's death to Palestinian authorities, who say scientists have confirmed lethal levels of polonium from samples taken from Arafat's remains. In Hamas-controlled Gaza, Hamas is calling on the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank to cancel peace negotiations with Israel in light of the findings. The Israeli government has denied any role in Arafat's death, suggesting instead the 75-year-old lived an unhealthy lifestyle. Officials from the European Union say they are going to be seeking more ambitious targets on greenhouse gas emission cuts at next week's climate conference in Warsaw, Poland. The EU's Climate Action Commissioner is also calling on other countries set to take part in the event to bring strong pledges to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But at the same time, Connie Hedegaard is cautioning the Warsaw meeting will not result in a definitive climate action plan post-2015. The forthcoming session in Warsaw is being viewed as a critical meeting to address the next steps towards replacing the Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2015. Ahead of the session, the Chinese government has been calling on the developed world to live up to its previous financial commitments to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The Warsaw meeting will run from November the 11th to the 22nd. German officials have been holding closed-door meetings to discuss the latest allegations of British spying activities in Berlin. A report in the London-based Independent newspaper is suggesting the UK government may be operating a spy station on top of the roof of its embassy in Berlin. Meanwhile, a member of the German opposition has met with former NSA analyst Edward Snowden in Russia amid the allegations the US National Security Agency has listened in on Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone. A Libyan intelligence officer has survived an assassination attempt in the restive city of Benghazi. The officer was only slightly injured after a bomb went off underneath his vehicle as he was driving to work. The attack on Wednesday follows the defusing of a bomb outside a medical center in Benghazi. Sunday saw a member of the original Libyan revolution and his family killed in a bombing. Suntech Power has revealed its plans to emerge from bankruptcy as a distributor rather than a producer of solar panels. The plan has been laid out in one of the company's court filings. It shows Suntech plans to move away from manufacturing and instead become a seller and distributor of solar equipment. Suntech, once the world's largest producer of solar panels, defaulted on $541 million worth of bonds in March. The company has blamed overcapacity in the Chinese solar panel sector on the top of the trade fights with the EU and the US for its financial woes. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.